You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Born of Him is the title of this devotion. These titles, I know, are not very fancy, but that's not what this is about, folks. I'm not trying to come up with something like that. I just simply open the scriptures with you, as it says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 29. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him. You see, having a life revealed in this flesh that comes forth from the Lord is what it means in 1 Peter, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of the dead, to a life incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are being kept by the power of God unto salvation. Having been begotten again. Begotten means brought forth. You see, this life that is at the throne of God, the life of the Son of God, the life of the Son of Man, is what comes into us. As it would say here in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world, and the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even though we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By faith you've been saved." Oh, my dear friends, it is so important that you know this. There is no Christian life apart from Christ. There is no ability to be a Christian apart from Christ. You cannot deny yourself and take up your cross if it's not Christ working it in you by His grace. All of us fall short of the glory of God in our own strength. None of us can boast over another, "I'm better than you, I pray more than you, I read more than you." None of that is Jesus, folks. None of that is God. That is all self, and that is the very thing Christ came to save us from. He came to save us from self by sacrificing Himself for us. Oh, my dear friends, hear the word of the Lord and let the love of the Heavenly Father compel you to follow Jesus Christ. It's not, Christianity does not work without Jesus Christ. All of us will struggle to the point of, okay, it's just not for me. I can't be like these people. I can't do what they do. I can't be like them. I'll never be good enough for them. That any of us can say that. In our human, weak flesh, none of us are righteous. None of us are holy and without blame before the Father. All of us have sinned and fall short of His glory. But it's by grace you are saved through faith in the Lord Jesus. And that life in Jesus is a gift that is given to you out of His throne life. And that life He gives into you consistently and without ceasing, whereby He renews you inwardly, by which He revives you inwardly. That renewing in you that 2 Corinthians 4:16 talks about is the remembering of what it means to be a Christian. It's not possible to intelligently be a Christian. You have to be spiritually a Christian. You may intelligently know all the doctrines, but still be dead inside. It's not the doctrines that make you alive. It's Christ who is our life. He is our surety. He's at the Father's right hand, ever living to intercede for all those who come to the Father by Him, through Him. And He imparts His life that He has in the Father for us. He is there for us. He is whom He is for us, to reveal it in us and to be the surety of it, that it is unfading. It never diminishes. It never lessens. Hebrews 13:8, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the wonder of the surety and stability of Christianity. Christ is our stability. Christ is our life. Christ is that holiness that we now can enjoy in the presence of the Father. It's the life of His holiness that He reveals in us. Friends, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you may know the wonder of this light of life here in Matthew chapter 5, if I may go there with you. It says this, look at it, Matthew 5 verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, that it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Friends, true Christianity cannot be invisible. No, true Christianity is that we live in the invisible that becomes visible in us. The life that we now have in Him and He has in us becomes visible in us. And it becomes clear that we are not just those who have had a natural birth from our natural parents, but we have had a heavenly birth. We are born from above. We are living from above. We're satisfied from above. Proverbs 14:14, a good man is satisfied from above. We live from above. The life that we bear in this earthen vessel is not our own. It's the life of the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. Oh, my friends, this is so real that you need to hear this constantly in your heart. It is that life being renewed in you daily that is the remembering. You see, spiritually forgetting is like feeling hungry or thirsty. Spiritual remembering is eating and drinking. If you feel thirsty the moment you drink, that thirsty feeling goes away. If you feel hungry and you eat, that hungry feeling goes away. That is what it means to be born from above. You are consistently born from above. You're consistently renewed in the inward man, and you now live by faith in the Son of God. The life you have is not your own. It's the life of the Son of God in you that He gives, maintains, and perfects in you. And it is through that life in you that you take on its nature, its character, its mannerisms, its attitudes, its ways, its characteristics. Love is that life. Peace is that life. Joy is that life. Kindness, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness. Read it in Ephesians 5:22. It's that life of the Son of God in you. It's not just any life. No, it's the life of the Son of God. Anybody who knows the Son recognizes that life that you and I have as the life of the Son of God. He is our life. Colossians 3 verse 4. He is our life. He's the surety of it. He's the guarantee of it. He consistently, constantly gives it so that as He lives, we may live also. John 14:19. And we have this life in this earthen vessel so that the glory of this life in this earthen vessel becomes obvious to be from our Father. And that is the spirit of adoption, the spirit of sonship, of which we eagerly yearn and groan for that body that awaits us that will perfectly emanate all the beauties of His holy heavenly life, where now it is only visible dimly in this human nature, But when we see him, we will be like him. And then we will know, even as we are known, and perfectly manifest and radiate all that we see in Jesus will now also be manifest in us. For we will see him as he is, and we will be like him, is the great promise. Oh, dear friends, being born of him is heavenly, is glorious, it is marvelous. Let me close with you here from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 9. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. Oh, my dear friends, I am so grateful that the Heavenly Father, that we are born of him and that he is the one teaching us to be like him. Indeed, you do so towards all the brethren who are Macedonian, and we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Born of God is identified not only in the life, but in the love of the Son of God. Jesus Christ, my dear friends, demonstrated his life in the Father, in his love for you and me. It is not possible to be born of God and hate your brother. It's not possible to be born of God and hold a grudge. No, the Holy Spirit will always yearn in you to let go of it. It's not possible for you to hold any against any man when you yourself are forgiven. We never see that in Jesus. We see Jesus love, forgive, bless, because that is the life that he came demonstrating from the Father. Amen. Have a good day.